the network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Social, episode 14, Let's Play, recorded April 24th, 2015, with your hosts, Dawn Mead and Kelly Perkins.
Welcome to the latest AV Social. My name is Dawn Mead. I'm your host. I'm here, as usual, with my lovely co-host, Kelly Perkins. Kelly, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon this Friday.
And today we're joined by two special guests. The first is Christopher Netto. Chris is a consultant with AV Help Desk, and he's joining us for the first time on AV Social. Hi, Chris.
How you doing? How's everything?
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And our other special guest today is Jane Johnson, who's a co-founder and managing director, I believe is the title, for Pivot Communications. Hope I got that correct. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah, you got that correct. You know, you can make up your own titles when you make up your own business, so whatever you want to call me.
Fantastic. So today we're going to be talking about gamification. If you're like us, you might have heard that term quite frequently. It's been out for about the past 5 years, and you might also be a little bit confused exactly what gamification is. From the name, there's something about games in there, and it's a hot new business trend and management trend, but what exactly is gamification? How can we use it? Should we use it? And how will it impact our businesses? So does anyone want to jump in with what you think gamification is before we get to the dictionary definition?
I'll jump in with the roots of it being in the online video game, which is interesting for me because I will admit that I did have for a number of years a very significant World of Warcraft addiction, which is a great online game that does follow the principles of, well, I think the gamification was based on games like World of Warcraft because the quests, the rewards, and all of that. So very excited that we're talking about this.
Right on. Excellent. Anybody, Chris, Kelly, any thoughts on what you think gamification is before we get to the real thing, so to speak?
I guess when I think of gamification, I really think of kind of taking some sort of marketing campaign or an idea and making it fun and creating some sort of type of competition out of it. That's how I think of it. You know, whether you do it in social media or some other tactics, but really, you know, getting, like it says, like a game.
The whole thing with gamification that I've seen is that its main purpose is to engage the end user or to engage a customer. So, you know, similar to the video games, they want you to continue coming back. They want you to continue trying to go for the next level. I grew up an 80s video game kid. You know, I played the Nintendo, first generation Nintendo, and sorry, I have to admit that. Never got into the PC side of gaming. I am very involved in social media, but I don't have Facebook. But I know the addiction to the video games that are in Facebook, the Farmvilles, the bubble popping candy soda pop game, that's all over the place. What are you doing? Oh, I'm popping it, or whatever the hell somebody told me that they were doing. Or I don't know those games very well, so I know there's an addiction there for some people. But it's social gaming, and it's you're now competing against one another and against your friends, and you need your friends to send you stuff. You need that power pellet to move to the next level, whatever the case is. So it's a very big, very involved process. What manufacturers and companies are doing that I'm noticing, and now the term gamification is coming out of it, is they're taking everything from if they would like to do some sort of awareness program, whether it could be rooted in something social for a good cause. It could be a promotion on their soda, the one that keeps coming to mind on gamification is the Coke bottles. Though it's hidden, not so much a game, you're not reaching for the next level, but look at what they did. They put your name on a bottle of soda. You went nuts looking for your name. You went nuts looking for your mom's name and your dog's name, and you're snapping pictures, you're putting it on Instagram, you're tagging it with the Share a Coke tag. Look at how many views they get. As far as when you're talking about social media, they're hitting Twitter, they're hitting Facebook, they're hitting Instagram, all the popular sites, there's pictures of those bottles everywhere. It's why Pepsi dropped out of Super Bowl ads a couple years ago and focused primarily on social media. When they pulled out of the big commercial space, you know, obviously we know how many millions of dollars it takes to get 30-second spot on the Super Bowl. But when Pepsi pulled out, that was a major player in the game for the NFL, for the networks. And they said, no, we're going to continue our Super Bowl stuff, but we're going to do it online. The cost for them to do it online is a quarter, if not less, than what they're paying for a 30-second spot and all the headaches that come with it. And there's that chance of flop. I'd rather take that chance and flop with a lot less money, you know, than hit it. So that's gamification in my eyes.
Okay. Well, let's go to the experts here. Professors Kevin Werbach and Dan Hunter of University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business. I'm sure everybody's heard of them, at least the school. They're kind of the acknowledged experts or leaders in this field of gamification. They've written a book, For the Win, How Game Thinking Can Revolutionize Their Business, your business. That came out about a year ago, and they've got another book, The Gamification Toolkit, coming out next month. I haven't read that one yet, because I didn't get a preview. But these two gentlemen actually teach the world's first course on gamification at Penn Wharton, and they also, you know, you can take that class on Coursera. Apparently, I'll give them a plug while I'm here. They define gamification as the use of game elements and game design techniques in non-game contexts. So game elements, it could be game pieces, it could be the mechanic of the game, you know, like if you're playing checkers, the jumping aspect or whatever, game rules in the real world. And the non-game context, the business world, social goals, that sort of thing. But they basically break it down into five main categories. Challenges, levels, teams, rewards, and badges as game elements that you see and are useful in the business world. And I'm sure we can all think of examples of these, you know, badges, how many websites, apps, companies have little silly badges you can win. Foursquare, for instance. I've never played Foursquare, but folks that have, you know, I was mayor of Starbucks 12 times. you know, doesn't mean a thing in the real world.
Put that on your.
But people would compete. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one of those things that just, you know, it plays to the human psyche that we want to compete, that we want to challenge ourselves, and we want to try to beat other people or tie other people, see how we relate and how our level is compared to some other people. One of the things that I found interesting, it plays to what Chris said about, you know, for your customers, the guys from Wharton actually break it down into three types of gamification. Internal gamification, like putting up a leaderboard in your company who has the most sales or who has the best, you know, little weight loss challenge or what have you, kind of thing, you know, who have the most leads garnered this quarter, this month. Then they have the external gamification, which speaks to the customer and probably what most of us would partake in. And then behavior modification gamification. So like the weight loss challenge type thing or some of the apps to use gamification to improve yourself. You know, guys, what examples could you think of any of these types of gamification or that you've seen or that you've actually used in your business or for customers? Anyone?
Yeah, I think a lot of really good examples. And I think remind me, one of the first places I saw gamification tactics was actually Smart People that came out a few years ago that started making points and badges and such. It was amazing how quickly that website grew because they did that, and it demonstrates how much we as humans are willing to do for little. You know, this little reward, this little badge, this little level up, this point, and we will spend hours on the website, and we'll come back and we'll get more time. We work with a client that does brand advocacy, which is a great place for gamification, and one of the things they did that was quite effective is that they built gamification into their tool, and they created a leaderboard. So they have been able to get everyday people, customers, to become brand advocates for pretty much free and provide assistance to shoppers and other customers just to get rewards, virtual rewards, like not even real rewards, badges, and get a better placement on a leaderboard. And I think it's extraordinary what we will do for that kind of recognition. But it is a very, very effective tactic for getting customer reviews, for getting people to participate in your online communities, certainly for training and marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, any examples leap to mind for you or that you've taken part in?
Well, I know that there are successful, for example, app type products out there. A buddy of mine is doing Couch to 5K.
Right, right.
So that's a great example. And if you're not familiar with that, it's you basically learn how to run a 3-mile race by walking. And you follow their program, which is disguised as a game. Walk 100 steps, walk a minute, run a half minute and a half. Next thing you know, by the time you're done with that 9-week program, which is broken into 3 categories, you now are running 3 miles. So that's pretty impressive. And along the way, you get, you know, your badge for making, you know, your whatever speed or you know, augmenting your pace and stuff like that, which is really cool. One of the things that I've been working on with AV Nation is our AV hashtags handle, which is to engage the AV community. That is not a technical thing. It was never conceived as a way to, sell a product because we don't sell anything. It's just to bring in the people that are quiet on Twitter. Maybe there are people that are not comfortable about talking technical stuff. They are AV people. We know who they are. But, you know, a great example was the first week that we did it, and I put out a hashtag called AV a movie title, and where you had to put AV components into a movie title. And it took off. And we had 1 million-plus impressions. And I had 90-something people playing multiple times. That little experiment then turned into, well, we need to do this next week. So next week we turned it into AV a song. And that's when everybody started putting AV terms into a song lyric. And it's gone on little by little, and it will develop into something bigger and better. We're actually working on the podcast idea for the recap of who's winning, because we assign points, and right now it's all fun and games. It's actually based on a very popular hashtag game that's run by Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist, who does that for At Midnight. And he basically took an online goof and turned it into a nightly 30-minute comedy show where he brings on the comedians, and they have seconds to come up with these hashtags, and some of them are great. But what it's done for our community is bring out some of the people that maybe are not so technically savvy and want to talk or post constant technical stuff, but maybe have a thing for pop culture. And right. You could see that in when they respond back and that they understand certain things. Some people dug real deep for song titles and movie titles, and today was, the last 2 days has been comic book people. You could see who's has a comic book background or grew up as a comic book geek. So there's a variety of other things going on for that as well. So,
excellent, excellent. And good example. I didn't know about the comic book, and I'll have to check that as soon as we're done with the podcast here, because I want to play.
Well, Kelly, how about you?
Just to let you know, though, Avengers has been taken already.
Oh, okay. No.
All right.
Kelly?
That was too easy, sorry.
You're good. To be honest, most of the gamification stuff I've done, at least while at AVI, has been really internal stuff, just trying to get really trying to get my colleagues involved and getting kind of buy-in on a lot of the marketing stuff, and especially our salespeople. I mean, what does a salesperson want more than anything but to win, right? So I have several contests. I guess I've called them contests thus far, but I suppose they could be considered, you know, a type of gamification. But, whoever writes the best scope of work, you know, during that quarter, that way I can collect, you know, really good scopes of work and, you know, meet with my team, decide which, you know, who wins for that quarter. And then, you know, they get, you know, I think it's like $500 or something. And that's actually worked really well. I'm in the midst of starting one for case studies, just because it's so hard to get case studies, you know, from our customers. A lot of stuff like that we'll do internally. As far as kind of external gamification, I was scratching my head trying to figure out examples that we've done at AVI, and I haven't done really anything, I guess you could say, anything of substance here. But I mean, when I was at Vadio, we did that, you know, group station or base station contest over Twitter when we were kind of launching the product and stuff. And I think, Don, you won one, didn't you?
I'm using it right now, in fact. Thank you, Vadio.
So, and we got a lot of engagement on that when we did that. And it was really fun. I mean, we did basically for that campaign, you had to call in and get a demo of our new product. And then you had to tweet, you know, I got a demo of this product, and then hashtag, I think it might have been Vadio Base Station or something. And then we picked every week, we'd pick a name out of a bowl, and we'd give away kind of like a customer prize pack. And then we'd shoot like a Vine video for it. It was kind of, you know, just like a fun Friday thing. And then at the very end, for the grand prize, you could win the Vadio Base Station product. So it was just, you know, it wasn't anything that, it didn't take like a ton of time to put together by any means, and it was kind of fun. So that would probably be the biggest gamification campaign type thing I've done. But
Not the biggest external. I mean, you mentioned several of your internal games there, and you know, don't put down the internal gamification. It can give you some real tangible results to improve your business, to improve your processes. Kelly's using it, she says, for case studies, which are, anyone in marketing knows, is just like the biggest pain in the rear to try to get out of customers or out of salespeople, for that matter. Get your engineers to actually write up what they designed. Oh, it's like pulling teeth. The classic example that the guys from Wharton use in their book is Microsoft has an entire culture of gamification within their company. And, you know, love them or hate them, they're Microsoft, right? Mm-hmm. But for them, their internal programming and quality control groups are where they really gamified the culture, because that is mind-numbing work. I mean, if you've ever had to troubleshoot anything small, it's mind-numbing. And these poor souls have to do that 24/7, 365. Basically, it's their job. They came up with several different games. The one that really struck me was called Page Hunt. And in Page Hunt, they would give them sample web pages of what people are putting on the internet, and then have a contest to come up with the most associations, what search terms would result in this page. And in that way, you know, they'd put up a page about Jennifer Lopez, and someone from their team would say J-Lo. Well, all the algorithms and computers in the world aren't necessarily going to associate J-L-O with Jennifer Lopez. But as humans and actual people, we use that kind of slang or that term, that if someone's going to search for J-Lo, they'll get this page about Jennifer Lopez. And in that way, Microsoft was able to use the gamification to improve their search engine results. I don't use Bing, but
for people that do, it improved their search results, it improved their ability to associate related topics in a way that you wouldn't be able to get in any kind of automated sense. So the internal gamification can reap some real rewards for companies. I think Chris first said the word, flash over to Chris there. Hey, we see he's such a fun guy, but you said fun. We're bringing fun back into business, into life with gamification. It's real easy, especially like in the Microsoft case and in the case of trying to get case studies, what have you. Life gets boring. Life gets dull. Life gets just so humdrum. Why do we even bother? And I think, you're looking at the psychology of gamification, I think that's kind of where it comes from. Chris, you were about to say?
Internally, I know that companies, and I spend a lot of time inside Fortune 500 companies working on site with companies. I spent 6 years working for a large pharmaceutical company internally as an employee. Trainings are the first place you're going to get hit with gamifications. Because in a pharmaceutical world, not everybody working in a pharmaceutical company such as myself wants to go through the legal humdrum of, CFR Part 11 and all that stuff that you need to know and all the, the technical details of working at a large pharmaceutical company.